It's The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for curious cooks and eaters. I'm Francis Lamb. America's great feast day is right ahead. And if I'm honest with you, I can never really tell if Thanksgiving is the purest and best holiday because it's simple. It's all about family and food. Or if it's the most complicated holiday because you have to deal with all that family and food. But either way, we have a great show for you this week. We have a grandma's secret recipe, a look at how the holiday plays out for families from different cultures, hacks to make it all easier, and, well, something to drink if things don't go as planned. But everyone always says the sides are the best part of the meal, so let's start there. The first Thanksgiving was full of what the colonists probably would have called Indian food. Corn, squash, lobster, you know, all the things the Wampanoag tribe showed them how to grow and eat. But fast forward 400 years, and I'm here to tell you that you might want to put some literal Indian food on your Thanksgiving table. Vikram Sundaram is the chef of the restaurant Rasika in Washington, D.C., by way of London and Mumbai. He's been cooking his amazing Indian food in the U.S. for over a decade, and he's made incredible dishes inspired by American Thanksgiving. Many of them are captured in his new book, Rasika, and I met up with Vikram and his co-author, David Hagedorn, in Washington, in what I can guarantee was the best-smelling radio studio in history. So, Chef, David, thanks so much for joining us today.
A pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
I'm actually joining you, because I'm actually in your town, you're not in my town. And thank you for bringing all this food. It smells incredible.
Thank you.
David, you've worked in food media for a while now, and so you understand the essential problem of every November issue of every magazine, right? Which is, what are we going to do this year, right? Because everyone says, I'm so bored of Thanksgiving. Give me something new, something to look forward to.
Well, actually, I know it from three sides, having had a career as a chef for 25 years and having to come up with Thanksgiving menus in my restaurants, and I have my family over every year, so I have to do it there. And now I have this opportunity working with Vikram, which was tremendous fun, to really think of Thanksgiving in another way, which he helped me do completely.
Yeah.
Early on, one of the first recipes we tested was the cranberry chutney, and it was such an inspiration. It just made it so obvious to me how many of these dishes were appropriate for the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah. And then, Chef Vikram, you are not from the United States. You came here via...